Wyoming is no stranger to the idea of diversification, with the coal industry in a structural decline. But it's not the only area coping with transition. In Appalachia, some communities that historically relied on coal have been reimagining themselves based on another natural resource, the great outdoors, and tourism. But then came the coronavirus, threatening the emerging local tourism economies. From the Ohio Valley Resource, reporter Brittany Patterson visited some towns dealing with both coal's collapse and the pandemic's threat to newer businesses based on outdoor recreation.
Bill Curry has seen the Coal River change a lot over the past 16 years. The founder of a nonprofit dedicated to cleaning up the watershed, he says the river, which was once labeled one of the most at risk in the country, largely due to pollution from the industry, is now a growing economic engine for southern West Virginia.
Outdoor adventure is where the new world is as far as new tourism opportunities. And rivers are cheap. We own them. They're available. Once they're cleaned up, you know, they're an ideal platform to bring people from all over the United States to come.
And come they have, even during the coronavirus pandemic, which has flattened many other types of tourism. The Coal River Group has a fleet of 30 kayaks they rent to help support their work, and they've been busy, especially on the weekends.
We have 20 locations where you can get in the river. Every one of them was packed.
Kayaking and recreating outside, where the virus can disperse more easily, while not free of all risks, is certainly safer than many other activities we enjoyed pre-COVID.
You know, on a kayak, you got a 6-foot paddle. Well, that limits who can get very close to each other.
The $400 billion outdoor recreation industry is growing. And as demand for coal declines, some communities are hoping rugged mountains and plentiful rivers can be part of their next chapter. Jack Morgan with the National Association of Counties works with coal communities that want to diversify. He says many were in the early stages of making this transition when the pandemic hit, adding to the economic pain.
You know, reinventing local and regional economies is a hard enough challenge on its own, right? And this could be a significant bump in the road to many communities who, excitingly, are really starting to blossom.
That's especially true for the restaurants, hotels, and small businesses that tourists frequent after they come down from the trails. Fred Ramey is the city manager of Norton, Virginia, a small community of about 4,000 people that borders eastern Kentucky. The city has built campgrounds and hiking and mountain bike trails to lure new visitors. Right now, he says, the trails are bustling with people eager for a safe break from quarantine life. But the pandemic has struck a blow to the brick-lined downtown, where shops were forced to close for months and now must limit capacity.
We've been very concerned about the economic impact to those businesses and tried to do some things to support them through all of this.
The city offered small, interest-free loans to try to keep them afloat. But even with the current economic uncertainty, Ramey is optimistic. Many rural places haven't seen the high coronavirus cases that cities have. Telework is now the new norm.
If you can work from home, you can work from anywhere. And so that anywhere could be Norton, Virginia.
Back on the Coal River, Bill Curry agrees.
More and more people will move here so they don't have to live in a big city. And they can do this, they can make $100,000 a year sitting their desk, you know, in Rupert, West Virginia, as opposed to downtown Manhattan.
But he says, if you aren't ready to move just yet, you could always start by visiting and spending a day on the river. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Tornado, West Virginia.